A study published in Psychological Science in 2013 looked at personality traits across U.S. presidents. And on average, they scored higher in narcissistic traits than the general population, in some cases, much higher. And this study didn't even include Trump, Obama, or Biden. One of the more replicated findings in political science is that people with certain personality traits are more drawn to power, specifically what's known as the dark triad: narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psychopathy. At its core, narcissism is a personality trait characterized by three things. One, an inflated sense of self-importance. Two, a strong need for admiration. And three, a reduced sensitivity to others. Which means, in practice, they want to be seen as right. They want to be seen as strong. They want to be seen as important. And they're more willing than most to manipulate situations and use other people to protect that image. The same applies to psychopathy. Psychopathy is marked by a lack of empathy, a reduced sense of remorse, and less hesitation to do things most people wouldn't. Now, Machiavellianism is different from the other two. It's not about being seen, and it's not about impulse. It's about strategy. At its core, it's a tendency toward manipulation, deception, and a more cynical view of how the world works, where outcomes matter more than how you get there. Put together, that's a dangerous combination. First, they figure out what you care about. Then they position themselves as the one who understands it, and the one who could fix it, the solution, the answer, the savior. So what's left is a simplified version of reality in which they sell you on their grandiose claims. It's the kind of reality that convinces you everything is about to change, that in 4 years, your life will be solved. And you actually start to buy into their narcissism, only for 4 years to pass and you realize how little has changed. You're still struggling. And at a certain point, you have to ask, how much do they actually care about these issues, and how much of it is about staying in power? Listening to you is not evidence that someone agrees with you. In many cases, they're just gaining ammunition. It's about learning your language, adopting your language, and then using that language as a delivery system for their own agenda. And once you see this for what it is, you realize how far this can go, what people are willing to say, what they're willing to repeat, what they're willing to defend to gain power or to hold onto it.